This is Dr. Pataria dictating the consult on William Carlson, last name C for Charlie, A for Apple, R, L for Larry, S for Sam, O, N for Nancy. First name is William W, I for India, L for Larry, L for Larry, I for India, A for Apple, M for Mary, period. Date, June 24, 2024, period. Paragraph. He is a 66-year-old male patient who comes with a recent finding of atrial flutter, period. Paragraph. In March of 2024, he reported to his endocrinologist with the palpitation, period. At that time, his medical management was continued, and in the beginning of the June 2024, an EKG was done by a cardiologist, which showed paroxysmal atrial flutter, period. He then decided to come for cardiac evaluation here, period, new paragraph. He gives history of shortness of breath on climbing two flights of stairs, though he claims he may be able to walk 2 to 3 miles without shortness of breath on a horizontal ground, period. He complains of right arm tingling at times, lasting for a few hours. History of edema of feet yesterday but not today, period. Noise of chest pain, comma, chest tightness, comma, chest heaviness or a chest discomfort, period. History of dizziness 1 year ago with change of position but no syncope, period. He says that previous cardiologist reported that he may have a regurgitant valve, period, regurgitant R, E for Europe, G, U, R, G, I for India, T for Tom, A for Apple, N for Nancy, T for Tom, period. New paragraph. For his finding of atrial flutter, he was given atenolol, which led to better control of his heart rate and also better control of his blood pressure, period. Since first week of June 2024, he's on Eliquis, E for Europe, L for Larry, I for India, Q, U, I for India, S for Sam, 5 milligram twice a day, and plus he's on Atenolol once a day and Losartan once a day, period. He's also on Niacin, period. No history of any upper respiratory tract infection, period. No syncope, period. New paragraph, past history. History of hypertension for 40 years, period. History of diabetes for 40 years. At the age of 16 years, he was started on insulin, period. The no history of hypercholesterolemia, period. No history of myocardial infarction or cerebrovascular accident, period. No history of rheumatic fever, scarlet fever, tuberculosis, bronchial asthma, kidney or liver problem, period. New paragraph. Social history. He does not smoke, period. He does not take excessive amount of coffee or alcohol, period. New paragraph. Allergy, none, period. New paragraph. Family history. The father died at the age of 93 years due to myocardial infarction, period. He had a history of atrial fibrillation, period. Mother died at the age of 80 years due to cerebrovascular accident, period. She also had atrial fibrillation and previous history of CABG. C for Charlie, in capital letters, A for apple in capital letters, B for boy, and G for goods, period. The one brother who is 74-year-old has atrial fibrillation, period, new paragraph. On exam, patient is alert, conscious, and cooperative, period, pupil equal, and react to the light, period, no pallor, cyanosis, or clubbing, period. No JVP, comma, edema, comma, calf tenderness, comma, Hohmann signs, comma, lymphadenopathy or thyroid enlargement, period. The peripheral pulses are well felt and equal except both dorsal speed is 2 by 4, period, both posterior. The right posterior tibial 1 by 4 and left posterior tibial not palpable, period. No carotid bruit and no obvious skin problem detected, period, new paragraph. The blood pressure in both superior extremity 150/150/100 millimeters of mercury, period. New paragraph. The cardiovascular system exam, PMI cannot be localized, period, S1 and S2 are normal, period. There is no S3, period, no S4, period, and no significant heart murmur noted. Period, new paragraph. The respiratory system exam, air entries equal on both sides, period. There are no RALs or ronchi, period, new paragraph. Elementary system exam, there is no organomegaly, period. There is no guarding or rigidity, period, new paragraph. CNS, no growth. Focal neurological deficit noted, period. The other system grossly within normal limit, period. New paragraph. The EKG shows atrial flutter with 4-1 block and no other significant abnormality, period. New paragraph analysis. It appears that this patient had a first episode of paroxysmal atrial flutter, March 2024, period. He was not started on any anticoagulation at that time, but is now on anticoagulation with Eliquis 5 mg POBID since the beginning of the June 2024 period. The patient blood pressure is higher and it is in the stage 3 in Roman numerals, period. Clinically, he also appears to have some degree of peripheral vascular disease, period. New paragraph. For his hypertension, he was advised low salt, comma, low cholesterol and low saturated fatty acid diet, period. The nifedipine XL 30 mg POHS was added, period. Nifedipine, N for Nancy, I for India, F for Frank, E for Europe, D for David, E for Europe, P for Peter, I for India, N for Nancy, E for Europe. Period. He was advised to monitor his blood pressure closely at home, period. He was given detailed instruction about proper technique of measuring the blood pressure, period. His son was present at the time of discussion, period. New paragraph. In order to have a rhythm control, RHYTHM control, patient was advised amiodarone, A for apple, M for Mary, I for India, O, D for David, A for apple, R, O, N for Nancy, E for Europe. Amiodarone 200 milligram PO twice a day for 2 weeks and then 200 milligram PO once a day, period. He was explained pros and cons of amiodarone as well as pros and cons of rhythm control, period. New paragraph. He was also given instruction about the electrophysiology and to consider electrophysiology consultation for potential advice regarding radio frequency ablation. A for apple, B for boy, L for Larry, A for apple, T for Tom, I for India, O and for Nancy, which he understood well, and then he needed some time to think over it, period. New paragraph. Plan is to do echocardiogram table in view of his recent onset paroxysmal lateral flutter, period, plus as reported by him that there is possibility of any regurgitation, REGURGI, T for Tom, A for Apple, T for Tom, I for India, O, N for Nancy, and to evaluate for left ventricular systolic and diastolic function plus the size of atria and hypertensive cardiovascular disease plus structural valve problem, period. He was also advised to do coronary calcium score, and in view of his significant risk factor, including being on insulin for 40 years for diabetes and hypertension not well controlled, plan is to do stress cardioid scan to evaluate for any ischemic heart disease, period. New paragraph. The personal history is 5'8.5" tall. His weight is 174 pounds. And his work involves mostly desk work. D for David, E for Europe, S for Sam, K for kite work. Initial impression number one, paroxysmal atrial flutter, probably since March 2024. Number two, on anticoagulation with Eliquis since June 1st, 2024, next line number three. Hypertension for 40 years and not controlled. Patient is in stage three. Three in Roman numerals, period, next line number four. Diabetes for 40 years, period, next line number five. Probable peripheral vascular disease, period. Number six, right arm tingling at times for about for a few hours is probably not cardiac in origin, period. New paragraph. Please make the first diagnosis, shortness of breath on moderate exertion. Number two diagnosis will be palpitation, period. And last diagnosis, right arm tingling, probably non-cardiac, period. The consult over. Thank you. This is Dr. Patadia.